This is Sam. Thank you for visiting TeachBible.org's Daily Insight for December the 4th. Today's Bible verse is from the book of Philippians chapter 1 verse 12. It says there, "Now I want you to know, brethren, that my circumstances have turned out for the greater progress of the gospel." End of quote. The phrase "turned out to be" unfolds the providence of God. The providence includes not only God's protective and divine care and guidance, but it also includes timely preparation for future eventualities. His omniscient, omnipotent, omnipresent, transcendent, imminent, and holy involvement in people's everyday lives and circumstances. Apostle Paul says something essential for you and I to keep in mind. He says, "I want you to know, brethren, that my circumstances have turned out for the greater progress of the gospel." End of quote. The Epistle of Philippians was written from Roman imprisonment. Apparently, he talks about the recent changes or circumstances that occurred. You see, the background here in the passage indicates Paul's transfer from the hired house imprisonment, which is mentioned in Acts 28:30, to a Praetorian camp where the Roman army's elite troops were present. You see, this recent transfer probably happened for the convenience of Apostle Paul's trial that was pending. He is not sure how the trial is going to end up. He doesn't know if it is going to end up in his favor or not, although he hoped it would turn out for his deliverance through the prayers of the believers and by the provisions of the Holy Spirit, verse 19. Either way, he thinks he would be delivered because he said in verse 21 this, he said, "For to me to live is Christ and to die is gain." He also stated in verse 23 that he is hard-pressed between two options, his desire to depart and be with Jesus Christ, that is far better, or to remain living in the flesh for the sake of the believers and the gospel. If you check with Paul, I believe he would say God used his weak and low points in life to bring glory to him. He would say when he was weak, ashamed, and at a low point, God used him for the greater progress of the gospel, not when he thought he had strength and power, and also not when he thought he is able to do certain things, not when he felt he was doing good. You see, people appreciate and clap hands at your strength, power, and achievements, don't they? This awareness, this truth was great in Apostle Paul's heart. He wrote in 2 Corinthians 12 this. He said, "But he," mentioning Jesus, "said to me, 'My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weaknesses. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly about my weaknesses so that Christ's power may rest on me. That is why, for Christ's sake, I delight in weaknesses, in insults, in hardships, in persecutions, in difficulties." End of quote. Beloved, think of this. Jesus says his power is made perfect in weaknesses. His power is not made perfect in your power or strength. When you are weak, humiliated, suffering, and ashamed by life circumstances, God infuses his power of grace in you. Being in prison, in chains, and now going for trials is not a matter of honor or praiseworthy in front of people. However, the verse says Paul's circumstances in Roman imprisonment and now in this Praetorian camp turned out for the gospel's greater progress. How? It became clear to the whole palace guard his arrest was not a usual one. It was an unusual arrest. The entire royal palace guard and everyone in the palace came to know that he was in the chain for the name of Jesus Christ. It is not a small thing that Paul's arrest made Jesus Christ known to the royal palace and its royal guards. You see, it turned out to be a publicity campaign for the name of Jesus Christ right inside the palace. As a result, even the emperor's household became believers, as Philippians chapter 4 verse 22 says. The emperor or Caesar's name was Nero at that time. One of the most notorious criminals who persecuted the believers in Jesus. But many of his households became followers of Jesus. Think about it. Secondly, the believers in Christ became more confident and dared to preach the gospel when they understood Paul is in chain. They were under the surveillance of Nero, but Paul's chain brought confidence and courage to preach the gospel all the more. No wonder Paul says, "My circumstances have turned out for the greater progress of the gospel." Beloved, do not live in self-pity when life throws bad things at you. You see, what was the occasion of your most painful hurt and frustration? And that is the source of your message, ministry, and the progress of the gospel. Do not ignore it. Do not hide from it. Do not run away from it. Ask God to turn your weaknesses, shame, and pains. Turn it around for the greater progress of His gospel. Remember, your powerful message and ministry come out of your weaknesses, not out of your strength or outwardly looking good steps. No, the world got it in an opposite way. However, God's kingdom does not operate the way the world works. Do you have a moment to pray with me? Pray after me. Father in heaven, I want my circumstances to turn around for the greater progress of your gospel. For that I submit my life to you. Take my pains, hurts, and make it something glorious for your name out of it all. I believe Jesus is my Savior who died and rose again for my sins to give me a future, hope, salvation, and eternal life. I invite Jesus into my life now. Please save me and use me for your name. In Christ's name I pray, amen. May the love, presence, and the blessings of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May His name be glorified in and through.